It's an honor for me to stand before you.
我很荣幸站在大家面前。
As we prepare our school, our students, and some of our teachers to bring students out to the churches in the provinces.
就是在我们老师同学即将开始我们的短宣周之前。
Today I'm going to talk about coming home.
我今天的题目是回家。
And coming home can be pleasant or unpleasant.
回家可能是愉快的，也有可能是不愉快的。
Sometimes it can be pleasant and unpleasant at the same time.
有时这种愉快和不愉快是同时的。
I remember when I was in high school.
我记得我在中学的时候。
Now every time the grading period comes.
成绩出来了。
And I have to take home my grading, my report card.
我需要把我的成绩单带回家。
And if the grades in my report card are black, and I'm happy to show it to my parents.
如果我成绩单上的字是用黑色笔写的，我会很高兴把它带到我父母面前。
But many times when I bring home my report card,
但是有时候我带回成绩单，
especially my Chinese report card,
特别是我的中文的科目的成绩单，
most of the grades are in red color.
然后很多的成绩都是用红笔写的。
And it's unpleasant to bring that home.
这个就很不愉快，把它带回去了。
Because I'm sure that when my parents see this report card, I'll get a spanking.
因为他们看到的时候，我父母看到的时候会很不高兴。
So if you have good news to bring home, that's something pleasant.
如果你有好消息带回家，那当然是件愉快的事情。
But when you bring bad news home, that is really unpleasant.
那如果是带坏消息回家，那是真的很不愉快。
Before we go to our Bible passage, I just want to share a joke that I heard a few days ago.
在我们开始今天的圣经经文之前，我想先跟大家分享一下我前几天听到的一个笑话。
Now, a student also came home, bringing the result of his test paper.
同学们也会把也会回家带他们的成绩，把它带回去。
So, when the student got home, he hid the test result.
所以当他们回去的时候，他们带了他们的考试成绩结果。
Unfortunately, when he arrived home, the mother was waiting.
很不幸的是，当他回家的时候，他妈妈很
was waiting.
醒着。
waiting.
正在等着。Okay.
And the first question that the mother asked, "How was the exam?"
他妈妈问的第一个问题是考试怎么样？
And the boy said, "You know, not good, mom."
然后他孩子回答说，妈妈并不怎么样。
And the mom said, "Didn't we review your math exam last night?"
然后他妈妈说，昨天晚上我们不是复习过你的数学功课了吗
？And son said, "Yes, we did."
然后儿子说，对啊，我们复习过。
Didn't we review your math exam this morning before you went to school?
我们不是在今天早上还复习过你们的数学吗
？And the son said, "Yes, we did."
然后儿子说：“对啊，是复习过。”
Now why did you get a failing grade?
那你为什么成绩这么差？
He says, "Mom, the exam was not math; it was in English."
儿子回答说：“妈妈，这个考试并不是数学，而是英语。”
I studied the wrong subject.
我们复习了错误的科目。
It's your fault.
是你的错。
Today, as we come to the scripture,
我们今天的经文。
We're going to look at a passage found in Luke chapter 15.
是路加福音15章。
I'm sure you're familiar with this passage.
我想大家都很熟悉这一段经文。
And we're going just to read a portion of Luke chapter 15.
路加福音15章的一部分。
I'm just going to read the third part of the third parable.
第三个比喻的第三个部分。
Verses 25 to verse 32.
25节到32节。
I'm going to read from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Now his older son was in the field. As he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he summoned one of the servants and asked what these things meant. "Your brother is here," he told him, "and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound."Then he became angry and didn't want to go in. So his father came out and pleaded with him. But he replied to his father, "Look, I have been slaving many years for you. I have never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, was devoured your assets with prostitutes, you slaughtered the fattened calf for him. And the father answered him, Son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found.
我用中文来读。25节，那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见坐月跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
I'm sure that many of us have read Luke chapter 15 many times.
我相信我们当中很多人对路加福音十五章都读过很多次。
We're very familiar with the lost son.
我们对这个浪子非常熟悉。
And it's understandable to see his apprehension when he was going back home.
我们很容易理解他决定回家的时候那种恐慌。
I'm sure that he was expecting that if he arrives home, he will, you know, get the wrath of his parents.
我们可以想象当他决定要回去的时候 他会想象得到他的父母会对他很生气。
He's going to face the wrath of his family as well as the community.
他的家族包括他家乡的父老都会对他很生气。
In our modern usage, he would have been called a black sheep.
按我们现在的话来说他是一只黑羊。
So that's the reason why he rehearsed again and again what he was going to say to his father.
这就是为什么他排练了一遍又一遍他要对他父亲说什么。
In the end, he's like a student who has red marks on his report card.
所以他就像是一个学生带着他满是红字的成绩单回家。
However, his situation was worse than that.
实际上但是他的处境比这个更差。
Today we're going to focus on the elder brother.
但我们今天会集中在这个大儿子身上。
He's not as famous as the younger brother.
他不比他的弟弟有名。
But I'm going to propose that even the older brother was also lost.
但是我提出一个，就是即使这个大儿子其实也是失落的儿子。
The younger brother was not the only lost son.
不仅仅是小儿子丢失了。
But the parable talks about two lost sons.
这个比喻实际上说的是两个丢失的儿子。
And we're going to look at him.
我们要来看他。
And we're going to see how this can help us in our ministry among ourselves.And among the churches that we serve.
然后我们看这一个比喻怎么能够帮助到我们以及我们的事工。
But there are a few things that we need to understand to look at this before we look at this brother.
在我们来看这一段经文之前，我们先要知道一些事情。
Now, first of all, there are common things found in the three parables that Jesus told.
首先，在这三个比喻当中会有一些共通点。
That when you look at the third brother, then he's talking about the religious leaders at that time.
当他说这第三个的第三段的时候，他其实是说到当时的宗教领袖。
And that is the focus of the passage that we just read earlier.
这是我们刚刚读到的这一段经文的焦点。
Instead of bringing sinners to God, they were prohibiting them.
他们没有把罪人带到神的面前，相反的，他们是禁止这些人来到神面前。
They were forbidding them from drawing.Near to God.
他们禁止他们靠近神。
So in other words, two lost sons.
所以换句话说，就是两个丢失的儿子。
The younger son, sinners.
小儿子，罪人。
The older son, self-righteous people.
大儿子，自义的人。
Yet we cannot isolate the third parable from the first two parables.
但我们不能够把第三个比喻跟前面两个比喻孤立开来。
There are things that are common.
他们有一些共通点。
Like the lost.Sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
就像是丢失的羊、丢失的钱和丢失的儿子。
Yet on the other hand, there was much rejoicing when these things were found.
另外一方面，当这些丢失的东西回来的时候，这里面有大喜乐。
The person who found the lost sheep, wow, he rejoiced and he celebrated with his friends and neighbors.
当这个丢羊的人找回这只羊的时候，他就请他的朋友邻舍来一同欢乐。
The woman had much rejoicing when she also invited her friends and neighbors.
这个妇人找回钱之后，她也很快乐，跟她的朋友邻舍一起庆祝。
And the father, when he saw his younger son coming back, wow, he celebrated with the whole family as well as everyone.
当父亲得回这个丢失的儿子的时候，他也是跟他的整个家一起来庆祝。
Today we're going to look at two things that are important.
我们今天要来看两件重要的事。
First of all, we see two ways of living.
首先我们看到两种生活的方式。
The way of the sinner.
罪人的方式。
And the way of the self-righteous person.
自义者的方式。
But in the end, as you look at this story, you conclude that there's a third way of living.
但如果我们看这个比喻的结尾的话，我们会发现有第三种方式。
So today, as we look through this passage,
今天我们看这一段经文的时候，
I want to propose that let us understand better these two kinds or two ways of living.
我建议我们能够更加理会这两种生活方式。
As a result of that, then we can live the third way.
然后我们可以来选择第三种方式。
Not only that,The goal of my servant is for us to appreciate better God's grace to each one of us.
不仅如此，我今天的讲到的目标是希望我们大家更能够明白神的恩典。
According to this parable, it's easy to classify the people of this world.
通过这一个比喻，我们很能够把人分为两种。
They can either be one of these two categories.
他们很容易是属于其中的一种。
Either they live the first kind of life, or they live the second kind of life.
他们或者是按前一种方式生活，或者是按后一种方式生活。
Yet both of these lives need the Lord Jesus Christ.
而这两种方式都通往主耶稣。
So allow me to make some preliminary observations of the passage.
首先让我先有一些观察。
First of all, the Lord is using a literary device here.
首先，神用了一个文学的手法。
It's not only showing how difficult it is to live a sinful life.
它并没有简单是说告诉我们，按罪人的方式生活有多么的艰难。
And it's talking about the younger son.
它是说小儿子。
But on the other hand, it's also going to show to us the hard-heartedness of the Pharisees.
然后它也向我们显明这法利赛人的硬心。
So as we come to the end of the parable,
然后当我们来到故事的结尾，
you never see a conclusion made by the Lord.
我们没有看到主对这一个故事做结论。
In other words, the third parable doesn't end.
也就是说，第三个比喻其实没有结论。
It is left to the reader or to the listener to make the conclusion.
它是留给了听众或是读者来做这个结论。
And many times when I look at the older brother.
许多时候，当我看这个大儿子的时候，
No, I don't only see myself as a sinner.
我没有把我自己认同为是一个罪人。
But many times I see myself also as a Pharisee.
我也把自己看成是一个法利赛人。
There's always this Pharisee in me.
有一个法利赛人在我心里。
That I am always better than other people here.
我总觉得我比其他人更好。
That you know, I sin less than more than the rest of you.
我比你们其他人犯罪更少。
Many times I don't realize my self-righteousness before you.
有时候我并没有意识到我自己的自义。
And that's the reason why Jesus talked about the older brother.
这就是为什么耶稣要说这个大儿子。
To make the Pharisees realize the kind of life that they're living.
让法利赛人意识到他们的生活是怎样的。
Now the Pharisees may approve the story, the earlier story.
法利赛人可能会认同这个故事的前半部分。
But the Lord has to clarify to them that they were also the very persons that the older brother represented.
而主要向他们陈明，他们其实就是这个故事当中的大儿子。
Second observation.
第二个观察。
You know, the older brother has to be recommended.
啊，这个大儿子有很多值得称许的地方。
Now he was a hardworking guy.
他工作很努力。
On the day his younger brother came home, he was still working in the field.
当小儿子回来的时候，他弟弟回来的时候，他正在田间工作。
He never knew anything about a celebration at home.
他从来不知道家里面有这样一个庆贺。
And that's the reason when he came back, he was surprised that there was singing and dancing.
所以当他回家来的时候，他很惊讶家里面竟然有庆祝。
I'm sure that he was a hardworking guy.
他是一个很努力工作的人。
He was also an obedient child.
他也是一个很顺服的人。
In other words, you know, he stayed home.
啊，换句话说，他是留在家里那一个。
His younger brother went away, but he stayed home.
他的弟弟离开家了，但是他却留在家里。
He was an obedient child.
他是那种顺服型的人。
He followed what his parents told him to do.
他顺服于他的父母叫他做什么。
These were recommendable of this older brother.
这都是他值得称道之处。
But on the other hand, as we read through the story, we see many things that are not recommendable about this older brother.
但是另外一方面，当我们再读这一段经文的时候，就会看到他很多并不值得称道之处。
Now, supposedly, when his younger brother asked for his inheritance,
首先，当他的弟弟
ask for his inheritance.
要求他的产业的时候，
yeah, the older brother could have mediated.
他的哥哥应该从中调解。
He could have reconciled his younger brother with his dad.
他应该调和他弟弟和他父亲之间的关系。
He's supposed to be the older brother. He's supposed to be responsible for his younger brother.
他是哥哥，他对他弟弟有责任。
But he didn't do that.
但他没有这么做。
He left his younger brother to go on his own way.
他就放任他的弟弟离开。
So today, as we look at this passage again, there are several things that are not recommendable with this older brother.
所以我们看这段经文，就会发现这个哥哥有很多不值得称许之处。
Now, first of all,
首先
he was surprised.
他很惊讶。
He was surprised that his younger brother came home.
他很惊讶，他的弟弟竟然回家了。
I'm sure that in his mind,
我想在他的观念里面
as well as the mind of his dad,
就像在他的父亲的观念里面
his younger brother was as good as dead.
他的弟弟不如死了。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象这一点吗？
This brother is supposed to be dead.
这个弟弟可能是死了。
You know, if you're a man who has lots of money,
如果你是一个有很多钱的人
you go off to a far away place,
你去一个很远的地方
probably to a place that you don't know of,
也许是一个你根本不知道的地方
or to a Gentile country,
一个外邦的国家
and people see you having lots and lots of money,
然后人们看到你有很多很多钱
either you could be mugged,
你可能被抢劫了
or you could be dead, you could be killed,
可能你被杀死了谋杀了
and when his money ran out,
当他的钱都用完的时候
how could he survive?
他怎么活下去？
So that when he was feeding pigs, he wanted to eat what was being fed to the pigs.
所以他甚至是拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥。
So when the older brother came home,
所以他的
brother, yeah,
所以他哥哥回大儿子回来的时候
the older brother came home from working in the field.
他从田地里回来。
He heard music.
他听到音乐声。
He heard dancing.
他听到跳舞声。
That was shocking to him.
这对他来说是一个很震惊的事情。
To whom was the party for?
这个 party 是给谁办的呢？
Why wasn't he informed about this party?
为什么没有人告诉他这个 party 呢？
I think the big question in his mind is, who's going to foot the bill? Who's going to pay for the bill?
他这些话都会在他的心里，因为他是付账的这个人。
And yet nobody told him about this.
但是没有人告诉他这件事情。
And it was surprising to him.
这对他来说很惊讶。
It was surprising that his younger brother would dare come back home.
他很惊讶，他的弟弟竟然敢回家来。
It's already good enough that he took away his inheritance. He took part of our livelihood.
他已经把这个弟弟已经把产业都拿走了，属他的产业全拿走了。
For him to come back, that is unnecessary.
他不需要回家。
That's the first thing.
这是第一点。
Surprise, surprise.
很惊讶，很惊讶。
Secondly, we see that this older brother was offended with what his father did.
第二点，我们看到这个大儿子对他父亲所做的是觉得很生气的。
It is interesting that he did not share the joy of his father.
很有趣，他并没有和他父亲一同感到快乐。
He did not share the joy of the rest of the community that welcomed back his younger brother.
他并没有和其他人一起为他兄弟的回来而感到快乐。
When he asked the servant what's going on in the house,
当他问他的仆人说这家里发生了什么事儿？
The servant said, "Your brother has come back."
那仆人说，你兄弟来了。
And to him, he's not a brother at all.
而对他来说，这根本不是一个兄弟。
Why would he call him a brother when he has left? He's left for dead.
啊，为什么当这个小儿子离开，为什么他还要称他为兄弟呢
？This guy was offended that his father was joyful when his younger brother came back.
这个大儿子看到他父亲因为小儿子回来高兴的时候，他很生气。
In fact, if he was willing that his father to be joyful, if he wanted his father to be joyful,
实际上，如果你想要这个父亲快乐的话
，the moment his younger brother left home,
他弟弟离开家的那一刻
，he should have run after him.
他就应该把他追回来。
He should have gone out and left home to search for this younger brother.
他应该离开家去寻找这个弟弟。
So that when he is brought home, then his father will be joyful.
所以当他把他弟弟带回来的时候，他的父亲会很高兴。
So that this means that when he heard that his younger brother came back, he was offended that his father was joyful at that moment.
这就意味着说，当他弟弟回来的时候，他父亲这么高兴，他其实是很生气的。
Thirdly,
第三点。
He was angry at the forgiveness that his father showed his younger brother.
他也对他父亲饶恕他的弟弟这一点觉得很生气。
And the Greek word here says it was a rage. He was really angry.
其实这一经文在这里说的是他很愤怒。
He was furious that his younger brother was accepted by his father again.
他很愤怒于他的弟弟竟然被他父亲接纳了。
In other words, in his mind and his heart, this younger brother has to earn.The favor of his father.
换句话说，在他的观点当中，这一个弟弟应该是要做一些什么事情来赢得这一个
the love of his father.
来赢得他父亲的喜爱。
But instead, the moment he stepped home, he was accepted and he was brought back home.
但是他一回来，他就被接纳了这个弟弟。
Now, how can my father accept this younger brother of mine?
我的父亲对这个我的弟弟。
He has done more harm than good to our family.
我的弟弟对这个家里做的坏事多于他的好事。
To the fact that this younger son, this younger brother has come home.
他很反对他的弟弟回家来。
And he was not willing to welcome him back.
他并不想欢迎他弟弟回来。
You know, to him, his brother has devoured their livelihood.
对他来说，他的弟弟把他们家里的维生的财物都吞噬了。
Instead of contributing to their needs, to the needs of their family,
他没有做什么事情来使这个家里的需要得到满足。
As a result of his asking for his inheritance, his father was now poorer than before.
当他要请求他应得的家里的时候，他其实是他的父亲变得更加贫穷了。
He was not happy that his younger brother came home.
他不高兴，他弟弟回来。
Number four.
第四点。
He declared his own self-righteousness.
他成名他自己的他自己有义。
You know, when the father asked him to enter the house,
他父亲让他进去。
He was disrespectful.
他并不尊重。
He told his father, "Look."
他对他父亲说，看。
For many years, I've been slaving for you. I've been serving you as a servant.
这许多年我服侍你，我从来没有违背你的命令。
I have never disobeyed you.
我没有违背你的命。
But when this son of yours,
但是你这一个儿子。
Can you imagine, you know, being a dad and hearing this from your own son?
你能想象这么说你儿子这种方式吗
？The moment a son says, "Look, wow, that is really hurting."
所以当他说看的时候，这是很伤害的一件事情。
And the moment when that son says,This son of yours.
然后这个儿子说：“你这个儿子。”
He's not my brother. He is your son.
他不是我的兄弟，他是你儿子。
You know, sometimes when couples, quarrel over their children.
有时候夫妻围着孩子事情吵架的时候。
And they're not happy with their children.
他们因为对这个孩子不高兴。
Like my wife.
就像我妻子。
She would say, your son,
他就说你儿子。
你家不乖。Why my son? He's also your son.
其实也是我儿子，但是他会说你儿子。
And that's the point, right? I mean, once your spouse say, your son, that spouse is really angry.
所以你一听到你的配偶说你儿子的时候，你就知道他真的很生气了。
And here's his son, this younger son, who just disrespected his father.
所以他是对这一点，在这个时候他是对他的父亲很不恭敬的。
He even dared criticize his own dad.
他甚至是批评他的父亲。
You know, what kind of a dad are you?
你是什么样的父亲？
What kind of a dad are you?
你是什么样的父亲？
You show favor to someone who just did you wrong.
你对那些错待你的人，你倒显出好意。
Now how about me?
那对我呢？
You know, this son declared his self-righteousness.
所以他就显明他自己的公义。
Showed to his dad that he was better than the younger.
他要对他的父亲说，我比这个儿子，比你那个儿子更好。
Lastly,
最后
，the older brother revealed his own sinfulness.
这个大儿子其实是表明了他自己有罪。
When accused his younger brother of prostituting, that showed his own sinfulness.
当他说这个弟他的弟弟和娼妓的时候，他其实是说明他自己的罪。
I'm sure this older brother never had any idea how his younger brother spent his money.
我相信这个大儿子其实根本不知道他的弟弟在外面是过着怎样的生活。
He was in a far off place.
他在一个很遥远的地方。
He never even dared to, you know, to look after his own brother.
他也从来不敢去找他弟弟。
So when he said, you know, this son of yours devoured your inheritance with prostitutes, that showed his own sinfulness.
当他说，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业的时候，他其实是说明他自己的罪。
He showed his own desire.
他说了他自己里面的渴望。
He showed his own sinful heart.
他显明他自己里面罪的心。
Many times when we accuse someone of wrongdoing, it also shows our own sinfulness.
很多时候，当我们去责备别人有罪的时候，其实我们是说自己有罪。
When we look at other people's faults,
我们去看别人的错处，
it also exposes our own faults.
其实暴露了我们自己的错处。
And that's where the Pharisees came in.
这就是法利赛人。
They accused the sinners and the tax collectors of drawing near to Christ.
他们责备税吏和罪人靠近耶稣。
They were not willing to sit down with them.
他们不愿意跟他们一起坐。
But in the end,
但是到
it showed their own sinfulness too.
但是到最后，这显明他们自己里面的罪。
And it's not easy to talk about our sinfulness.
当我说我们自己罪的时候，
it's easier to talk about other people's faults.
我们很容易去说别人的罪。
But when we talk about our own faults, that is really, really unpleasant.
但是当我们说自己罪的时候，这真是一件很不愉快的事。
As we look at this passage again,
当我们再看这一段经文，
there are a few applications that I want to make.
我们可以从中有一些应用。
You know, first of all, we see that Jesus is directing this part of the parable to the Pharisees and the scribes.
耶稣其实是对法利赛人说这一个比喻。
Although the Pharisees wouldn't realize immediately that these were he was talking about them.
虽然法利赛人并不能立刻看到耶稣其实是对着他们说的。
But the parable was meant for them to re-examine their lives again.
但这个比喻其实是让他们重新来检视他们自己。
And we know this because in many parts of the Gospels and other areas, Jesus mentioned them many, many times.
我们能够知道这一点，因为耶稣在福音书当中其实多次说到法利赛人这些事情。
What kind of people were the Pharisees?
法利赛人是什么样的人？
And how are they going to deal with their sinfulness?
他们怎么样来处理他们里面的罪？
And that's the same with us today.
这也是对我们来说也是同样的。
If there's a Pharisee in me, it is meant for me to look at my life again.
如果我心里面有一个法利赛人，我就需要来重新来检视我的生命。
Secondly,
第二点，
let's remember the joy of the Heavenly Father.
让我们来想起天父的爱。
Many times,
喜乐。
When we look at sinners repenting, the parables say, you know, there's joy and rejoicing in heaven.
许多时候，都说到 当罪人悔改的时候，天上有大喜乐。
That should be meant for you and I too.
这也是对我你和我来说也是一样的。
When we see someone repenting from his wrong ways, we should be joyful.
当我们看到有罪人从他们的错误的道路上悔改的时候，我们应当快乐。
We should be joyful.
我们应当欢喜快乐。
But instead, many times we are cautious. We are careful.
但许多时候我们很谨慎。
Sometimes we question that person whether he's sincere with his sinfulness or not.
我们很多时候就会问这个人的悔改是真实的吗？真诚的吗？
When he's sincere with his repentance or not.
他的悔改是出自于真心的吗？
Many times we are like the Pharisee, the older brother, that we want favor through our own work, through our own effort.
我们就像法利赛人一样，我们希望这得救是出于我们自己的工作。
Thirdly.
第三点
we see two lost sons.
我们看到两个丢失的儿子。
That means only that the father also loves these two sons.
这也意味着说父亲也是喜欢这两个儿子的。
When the younger brother came home, he was sure that he will face the wrath of his father.
当这个小儿子回家的时候，他以为他会面对他父亲的愤怒。
But instead, he was shown grace.
但是相反，他是得到了他父亲的恩典。
When the older brother came home,
当大儿子回家的时候，
he wanted his father to show wrath against his younger brother.
他希望他的父亲能够对他的弟弟表示生气愤怒。
But the father assures him of his love to him.
但是他的父亲表明他的爱。
He spoke tenderly to him.
他很温柔地说话。
He pleaded with him to come in.
他劝他进去。
He's willing to give everything to him.
他很愿意把所有的东西都留给他。
In fact, everything that the father has was already his.
实际上，他父亲手里所有的东西都是他的。
But he dared not, you know,
但是他
accept that fact.
但是他不敢来承认这个事实。
You know, the one who stayed home is also lost.
这个留在家里的人也是丢失的。
And he cannot escape the love of the father too.
但他也同时也不能够逃离他父亲的爱。
Yeah, the father could have ignored him.
他父亲可以忽略他。
The father could have said, "Okay, just live your life as you want it to be."
他父亲可以说，好吧，那你就过你自己想要的生活吧。
Even when the older brother insulted him.
即使这个大儿子侮辱他。
By not joining the party.
他因为他不加入这个 party。
By not welcoming his younger brother,
他不欢迎他的弟弟。
The father still called him a son.
他的父亲仍然称他为儿子。
The father still loved him.
他的父亲仍然爱他。
This shows that the father still loved that the Lord also loved the Pharisees.
这个父亲爱他的儿子，就像神爱法利赛人一样。
The Lord was inviting the Pharisees to join the party.
主邀请法利赛人加入这筵席。
The Lord was inviting them to celebrate with them.
主邀请法利赛人一起来庆祝。
And to enjoy the love and the forgiveness from the Father.
一起来加入到父亲的爱和饶恕当中。
Dear brothers and sisters, many times we forget what the church is for.
弟兄姐妹们，很多时候我们忘记了教会是为着什么。
Now, if you realize that the church is also a place for sinners.
如果我们记得教会是为罪人的。
When we are redeemed by the blood of Christ, we go to church. We become members of the church. We become members of the body of Christ.
当我们被耶稣的宝血所洁净、所赦免，我们去教会，我们被主接纳。
Always remember, none of us is perfect yet.
永远记住，我们没有一个人是完美的。
The church is a place for sinners.
教会是罪人之地，为罪人的地方。
If the church is only a place for righteous people.
教会不是说给义人。
Then we have a problem.
如果说是给义人，我们就有问题了。
Because whenever a person comes to our church and you look at him as different from you and different from us, then we will never accept him as he is.
因为如果一个人进去，他跟其他所有人都不一样的话，那他就很难被接纳了。
Remember, the seminary is also a place for sinners.
我们记得神学院其实也是给罪人的。
The seminary is not holy ground, remember that.
神学院不是一个圣地。
We are still sinners.
神是有罪人。
There are still Pharisees inside me. There's still a Pharisee inside me.
啊，法利赛人在我的心里面。
We need to take that out.
我们要把它拿出来。
How should that be taken out then?
那怎么样把它拿出来呢？
And that's the third way that we should live.
这就是第三条道路。
The Bible says we are lawbreakers.
圣经说我们违背了律法。
The Bible says we are covenant breakers.
圣经说我们是破坏了约的人。
But in Luke chapter 22,
但是在路加福音22章，
instead of lawbreakers, covenant breakers dying on the cross,
但是这个违背律法的人都是在十字架上死的。
The Lord says, I have come here to bring to you a new covenant.
主说我来到这里是要带给你们一个新约。
The Lord has died for covenant breakers.
主已经为这些背约的人而死。
Instead of you and I, the Lord died for you and I.
主为你为我而死。
Either we are lost in our sin,
虽然我们在罪中迷失，
or we pride ourselves in law keeping,
或者我们为我们能守律法而骄傲。
But the third way is the way of the gospel.
但是第三条道路是福音的道路。
The third way of living is to live the life according to the grace and love in the reconciling work of Christ on the cross.
第三条道路是在十字架的成就的和好之功中找到恩典和爱。
None of us should live the first kind of life, the way of the sinful life.
我们没有人会走第一条道路，就是罪人的道路。
None of us should live the second way of life, the life of self-righteousness.
我们也没有人要去走第二条道路，就是自义者的道路。
But you and I are to live the third life.
我们是应该走第三条道路的。
The life brought about to you and I through the death of Christ on the cross.
这条道路是因为主在十字架上而死而带给我们的。
It's the life of the gospel.
这是福音带来的生命。
It is a life showing to us that none of us can earn any favor from God through our own effort.
这条道路告诉我们，没有一个人可以靠自己的工作、自己的行为能得到这生命。
But it's through what Christ has done for you.
这是通过主耶稣为我们所做的。
In the end, then, I'm going to quote from Sinclair Ferguson. Sinclair Ferguson, an author, a scholar.
在结尾的时候，我要引用一个作者的话。
He says the parable is not just about two sons.
他说这个比喻不是给两个儿子的。
But he says.There is a third son.
这有第三个儿子。
And the son is the Lord Jesus.
这第三个儿子就是主耶稣基督。
The younger son was a sinner.
小儿子是一个罪人。
The older son was a self-righteous person.
大儿子是一个自以为意的人。
But the Heavenly Father sent his son to this world.
但是天父把他的儿子带到这世上。
Don't forget the storyteller.
不要忘记这一个故事。
The storyteller is the son when we should put our trust and our faith in.
这个讲故事人是主耶稣基督。
The final question that comes to our mind.
在我脑海中最后一个问题。
Is the question, will the older brother go in?
也就是说这个大儿子会进去吗？
Did the older brother go in?
这个大儿子会进去吗？
You know, many of us like happy endings.
我们许多人都喜欢好结局。
When I was young, I liked fairy tales.
我年轻的时候喜欢童话。
And the ending is always, and they lived happily ever after.
这个童话的结尾通常是从此他们就幸福快乐的生活在一起。
In the end, Jesus said, "You will end the story."
但是在这个故事当中，是你们要来结束这一个故事。
How would the Pharisee?Who heard this gospel? Who heard this story? End the story.
法利赛人听到这比喻之后，他们会怎样来结束这故事呢？
How are you going to end this story?
而你又会怎样来结束这故事呢？
And that's up to you.
这是取决于你们。
Jesus stopped and said, "You know, I'm not going to conclude with this story."
耶稣就在这一点停止了，他没有把这个结局说出来。
It depends now on how the listeners.Are going to respond to what Jesus was saying.
这取决于听到耶稣所说的话的人会怎样回应。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
we are part of the church.
我们是教会的一部分。
We are serving in the church.
我们是教会的牧者，我们在教会当中侍奉。
We're going to meet all kinds of people.
我们会遇到许许多多的人，
sinners,
不同的人。
Worse sinners.
啊，罪人。
Righteous people, self-righteous people.
自以为意的人。
But when any of these come to Christ,
但是当他们来到耶稣面前，
when any of these people come to the knowledge of Christ,
当他们认识耶稣，
we should be joyful.
我们应该高兴。
For as heaven.Is rejoicing for the repentance. We should also be rejoicing.
Yeah, 就像天上为他们欢喜快乐一样，我们也应该为他们欢喜快乐。
How will you end the story then?
那么我们怎么样来结束这个故事呢？
It depends on how you respond to the story.
这就取决于我们对这个故事有怎样的回应。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your grace. Apart from it, we are nothing.But thank you because, in spite of who we are, you have called us, you have chosen us, you have treated each one of us the same way as you treat sinners and likewise. And thank you for that assurance once again. In your Son's name we pray, Amen.